Every man wants to increase his virility and to have more control over his erection. It is important, however, to understand that no one can obtain these abilities without systematic efforts. Today, we bring you exercises and a sure method to make your penis tougher. This will be followed by a look at a very beneficial and extremely potent herbal aphrodisiac called Yohimbe. In the Hindu tradition, the whole creation is the dynamic game of three fundamental forces, symbolized by the three gods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Brahma is the creator of the universe, and today we begin to explore what this means in greater depth. Tiger Lily and Valentino will be your yogi hosts on today's show.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Your penis will be tougher. Every man wants to increase his virility and have more control over his erection. However, it is important to understand that no one can obtain these abilities without systematic efforts. It is also important to realize that an erection should be obtained and maintained at will. Most young men get an erection at the slightest thought of sex. Later on in life, that ease of having an erection is lost. Instead, one must remember how to do it and exercise their erecting muscles properly. Daily exercise for your erection. This basic and extremely simple exercise has to be done early in the morning, immediately after washing. Steps. 1. Stand in an erect position and just by willing it, try to get an erection. If at first you cannot obtain the erection by willing it, help by gently massaging your penis. If your girlfriend is with you, she may help you with that. 2. Take a towel, which weighs approximately 120 grams, and put it on your penis. Your erection has to be firm enough to support the hand towel. Focus so that you manage to keep this erection for as long as possible. 3. Relax the erection. This can often be achieved by bathing the penis in cold water. 4. Reacquire the erection. Each new erection must be sufficiently strong to hold a hand towel. 5. 8 erections are usually performed for a complete exercise cycle. Be careful. When you first attempt this exercise, it can be done with relative ease, but it becomes more difficult as the level of interest falls with passing time. Therefore, you should remember that you will improve and extend your sexual life over a period of many years through this simple exercise. Good luck! Yohimbe, a herbal aphrodisiac that produces erection. What is Yohimbe? Yohimbe is a large tree that grows from 20 to 50 feet in height. The leaves are 3 to 5 inches in length and are oblong and ovate in shape. Its seeds are winged. Yohimbe is traditionally used by most of the Bantu-speaking tribes as a sacrament for pagan matrimony. The inner shavings of the bark act as a stimulant and aphrodisiac. It is only used when mating rituals occur, however. These sexual rituals have been known to continue for up to 10 or even 15 days. What are the primary effects? Yohimbe acts both as a stimulant of the central nervous system and as a mild hallucinogen. The first effects are lethargic weakness of the limbs and a vague restlessness. Chills and warm spinal shivers may also be felt, along with a slight dizziness or nausea. Then the effects produce a relaxed, somewhat inebriated mental and physical feeling accompanied by slight auditory and visual hallucinations. Spinal ganglia are then affected, causing the erection of the sexual organs. These effects last from 2 to 4 hours. How can I prepare it? There are several techniques for preparing Yohimbe. Method number 1. Bring 2 cups of water per person to boil. Then add 1 ounce of Yohimbe to the boiling water and boil for less than 4 minutes. The heat should then be turned down and the brew left to simmer for an additional 20 minutes. Strain the liquid and sip slowly about 1 hour before the effects are desired. If you add about 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, otherwise known as vitamin C, the nausea tends to be reduced. It is also recommended to fast for 18 hours prior to ingestion. Method 2. This method is much more efficient. For one person, soak 1 ounce of yohimbe bark shavings in ethylic alcohol or any drinking alcohol such as gin or vodka for 8 hours. Strain the shavings, pour the liquid onto a flat sheet, and let the alcohol evaporate. You may use an oven at low heat, such as 150 degrees to 250 degrees Fahrenheit, to speed up the evaporation. The residue, amounting to about 1 to 1.5 grams, will primarily be yohimbine hydrochloride. The effects are more pronounced and the reaction occurs within 10 to 20 minutes rather than after an hour. Ritual use. Yohimbe is the finest sacrament that can be used for a pagan wedding ceremony. Yohimbe bark is used in the sacrament. While this ceremony is not legally binding and requires a civil wedding to be legal, the mystical vows exchanged seem decidedly more binding. Marriages are celebrated in an old and beautiful ceremony known as hand fasting. The sense of touch is cultivated as part of the ritual. From early youth, a child in a pagan home is taught to pet animals with love in your hands. The creature's response is a living gauge of success and teaches an important lesson. The ability to heal, to comfort, and to love develops at the same pace with a growing awareness that thought can be transmitted by touch. It is therefore a natural nuptial rite of passage for pagans to symbolize this aspect by the clasping of hands, or hand fasting. Today, the hand fasting union can mean anything the couple chooses, but it is understood that the ritual itself can set in motion psychic forces that cannot be reversed. The union becomes complete when the words "to find the other is to find oneself" are said, meaning that by reunion with the immortal beloved, you discover your real self. During the hand fast, mentally interlock your bodies and form a single body with your mind's eye. At first, simply extend your attention over your own body, running your awareness up and down, separating the sensations of your body from your partner's. Feel and sense your own body. Next, begin to allow your body to flow into your partner's body, sensing that body as if it were part of your own. Accept the feelings and sensations of your partner's body, no matter what it feels like to you. Most important, accept that it is possible to do this. Connect with the sense of being in both bodies at once. Let your awareness flow through both bodies as if it were a single form. See yourself as having one large body with 4 arms and 2 heads. Later, while in bed, repeat this exercise but with a slight modification. When you initially interlock your bodies physically, lie back, forming a single body with a head at each end. During this exercise, it is important not to move once in position. Be careful. Yohimbe is an MAO inhibitor, monoamine oxidase. Among the materials that may be dangerous in combination with MAO inhibitors are sedatives, tranquilizers, antihistamines, narcotics, and large quantities of alcohol. Any of these will cause hypotensive crisis, severe blood pressure drop. It is generally recommended that no other drug be used in combination with or within a 10-hour period of the use of yohimbe. This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. Brahma, the god of creation. Part 1. In the Hindu tradition, the whole of creation is the dynamic game of 3 fundamental forces, symbolized by 3 gods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. This triad is made up of the creator, Brahma, the sustainer, Vishnu, and the destroyer, or transcendent, Shiva. The correspondence of these 3 principles, creation, sustenance, and destruction in our daily existence equates to birth, life, and death. These correspondences occur not only at a physical level, but at a psychic level as well. They represent the very basis of the universe in its continuous becoming. In the tantric cosmology, these three forces are regarded as three aspects on one and the same divine unity. Each of these forces is inseparable from its feminine counterpart, known as Shakti. According to tantric teachings, any superior principle can exist only as a combination of feminine and masculine. Previously, we presented the sustenance aspect of God as he appears in the Hindu tradition as Lord Vishnu. Now we will introduce the first of the divine aspects, the Creator, as it is depicted in the Hindu cosmology as the god Brahma. Brahma grants the force of spiritual becoming. The path of the human being to spiritual perfection has to be trod with a creative and positive inner attitude. This attitude, named cosmic optimism, expresses the dynamic aspect of life and is derived from a sublime ideal. It means the recognition and identification of each of us with the fundamental divine energy that created everything. This creative inner attitude offers us the possibility of discovering our true, profound nature and accelerating our spiritual progress. This creative inner attitude is a part of the evolutionary process itself. It may be awakened and amplified through the process of resonance with Brahma's specific energy. His world contains all splendors. The Hindu tradition perceives the cosmic activity of the Supreme God as threefold: the creation, the sustenance, and the destruction, and associates these three activities with the main deities, known as Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. As previously mentioned, Brahma represents the creator aspect of the divine, Vishnu sustains the creation and represents the eternal principle of preservation, and Shiva represents the principle of dissolution, of the destruction of evil, of transcendence. We have to understand that basically Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are not three distinct deities independent from each other, but they represent, in fact, the same supreme force in its three different aspects. Brahma is the creator of the universe and of all beings. His world is known as Brahmaloka, containing all the splendors of the earth and all other worlds. In the Hindu tradition, Brahma's most common representation is four-headed, four arms and red skin. He holds a cup, a bowl, or in other representations a book of prayers, a spoon and the Vedas, created and spread by him. He sits in the lotus pose. When he moves around, he has as a vehicle a white swan, endowed with magic powers. She may separate soma, or the divine nectar, and milk from water, as well as good from evil. Unlike all the other gods, Brahma carries no weapon. Although Brahma is the equal of Vishnu and Shiva, his popularity is no longer at its peak.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation on the theme of communion with Brahma. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with Brahma. Let us begin. Thank you. Well, that concludes another show. Goodbye from all of us at Tantra FM.